Noah was called to build an ark that would save humanity. The ark is a picture of the vessel that God used for his purposes. So what lessons can we learn from Noah and the ark? If we're not careful, we can miss out on this powerful story. Well, let's talk about that on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're going to continue our series, Lessons from Our Fathers. And today we're going to get five lessons from Noah, in chapter 6 of Genesis. And this is a great story about faithfulness, obedience, God's sovereignty, his power, his providence. This is way more than a nice children's Bible story. This is not mythology. This is a story that we as adults can learn from today for our lives. It has incredible lessons. And so we're going to talk about five of them at the outset. And so when we look at Genesis 6, and I hope you have time to read this chapter and see read the story and beyond chapter 6. But the first lesson we see is that we are responsible. We have some responsibility to get in the game, to be active in our faith, to respond to God. In Genesis 6, verse 14, God tells Noah to make yourself an ark, which meant no sense at all. It was completely insane, but Noah acted in faith and he began building. There was no water then, so that made no sense. He had the materials were unbelievable, but God was very specific about what he wanted him to do. Too often, I think we wait around hoping that one day we'll wake up with the life we've always dreamed of, and maybe one day we'll stumble upon our purpose and our destiny, when all along God's been telling us certain things throughout these things that we think are mundane or insane, but we don't follow them because we're not obedient necessarily always to God. So the first lesson is that we have responsibility, but that is a responsibility to be faithful and obedient to God. What about the second lesson? Second lesson is found in verse 15 of chapter 6. And it's similar to what we learned last week when we talked about, our last session, when we talked about Joseph and the carpenter and building with the right tools. Well, I would also add building with the right tools, the right materials, and the right instruction. In verse 15 of chapter 6, God says, "This is how you are to build." And if you read that section of scripture, it's very specific about what he's supposed to use, the tools, the materials, and he even narrows it down to the dimensions of the ark. And if you've read that, you see how specific he is with the materials and even the dimensions of the ark. So when he tells us how to build, he's telling us also you have to use the right tools, right instruction. And so if you're like me, if you've ever taken something home from a store that has to be put together, how frustrating it is when you don't have the right tools for that, or the tools that they give you to put the desk together, the cabinets together. That's frustrating when they don't work. Maybe there's missing pieces. Maybe the instructions are in a different language. You have the right material, but you have the bad instructions. So that's something I think that God gifts us with is he gives us the right instructions, but he also gives us the right tools to do things with. God gives us gifts to use, and we can't store them on a shelf and have them collecting dust. What about lesson three? Lesson three is that God will provide as we build. In verses 19 and 20, and I won't read the whole passage, basically it says that he's going to provide, because it says, "Two of every kind of bird, every kind of animal, every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive." God provides as we build. He doesn't say you need to go out and grab them all and scour the earth. He said they will come to you. Noah was responsible to build the ark. God said the animals will come to you. As we are faithful to build our lives under God's guidance, God will provide all of our needs. Now, the other thing is that in verse 21, we have a lesson that says we are to prepare for the future. And I've got to be honest with you. This is one that it's where I would say, do as I say, not as I've done. But verse 21 clearly talks about preparing for the future. It says you are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah had to store up food in advance for his family and the animals. God told Noah to prepare. How prepared are you for the future? And I'm not necessarily talking about finances, necessarily, but how prepared are you emotionally, spiritually? Is this an ongoing thing that you're doing to grow, to be prepared? I remember a quote by Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight boxer. He said, you can map out a fight plan or a life plan, but when the action starts, it may not go the way you planned. And you're down to your reflexes. That means your preparation. That's where your road work shows. If you cheated on that in the dark of the morning, well, you're going to get found out now under the bright lights. Success is when preparation meets opportunity. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah began to build the ark. He prepared in advance by building. If he would have waited for the rain, he wouldn't have been ready for the flood. And what are you doing today to prepare for your tomorrows? Proverbs 20, verse 4 says, a sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. So then the final lesson that we get from Noah in Genesis, it's found in chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. And that is about being patient. And I'd say even being patiently patient. You know, it took Noah over 100 years to build the ark. Yeah, I said 100 years, but that was 100 years of faithfully being committed to building. And I don't know a better example of patience. He could have tried to cut corners. He could have second-guessed himself. He could have gotten tired. He could have slacked off, made excuses. No, Noah did everything that God had commanded him to do. Not some, not 93%, but all that God commanded him to do. We have to be patient for God's timing. We have to be faithful to build while we're patient for the promise to be fulfilled. You know, patience isn't really a virtue. It's a requirement. It's a necessity. And it's really not optional when it comes to God's timing. So little by little and day by day, that's how we get to where we're called to go. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Repurpose Man podcast. We'll continue with episode 4, topic 4, part 4 of the Repurpose Man podcast and the series Lessons from Our Fathers. So until next time, this is Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurpose Man podcast.